Next, we have R, which is realistic, responsible, and ecological. So realistic and achievable go somewhat hand in hand. We've already defined that our goal is achievable. So now, is it realistic for us personally? Very important thing. If you're working on realistic, please use your own realistic. I don't know how many times I've been told, when I've told somebody what my goal is, they've said to me, "Oh, come on, David, be realistic. You'll only end up being disappointed." Let them keep their realistic, and you work with your realistic. So here are some questions that you can ask yourself to discern whether the goal that you're setting is realistic for you or not. Here's the first question. What degree of certainty do you have that you can make this happen? What degree of certainty do you have that you can make this happen? If the goal's totally realistic, the degree of certainty will be 100%. And the next question. What degree of certainty do you have that this will happen? Again, what degree of certainty do you have that this will happen? The goals that you achieve, you'll have 100% answer to both of those questions. Now, if you don't get 100% certainty to either of those two questions, then again what you have is the limiting belief. You have two choices at that point in time. One is you can redefine the goal to make it realistic and within the bounds of your current belief, or you can use some of the processes that we're going to cover later in the CD set to change your beliefs so the degree of certainty to those two questions go up to 100%. Then we have the issue of responsible. Is the goal responsible? Here's an example of an unresponsible goal. Let's say that somebody sets a goal to be in a relationship with a specific person, but they haven't asked that specific person whether that person wants to be in a relationship with them. That goal would be irresponsible. I mean, what if the other person doesn't want to be in a relationship with them? How do we make the goal responsible again? The way to make a goal responsible in that particular context is to think about this particular person that I'd really like to be in a relationship with. What is it about them? What are the characteristics of that person that have me want to be in a relationship with them? Then set a goal to be in a relationship with a nameless person with exactly the same characteristics. That allows for it to be the person you know. It also allows it to be somebody that you don't yet know, but who has all of the same characteristics of the person that you want to be in a relationship with. Now the goal becomes responsible again. Let's turn to page 4 and look at ecology, or what we call in NLP the study of consequences. Every single action that we take, every single goal that we set, every single goal that we achieve brings with it consequences. An ecological goal brings with it positive consequences. So we can look at ecology on three levels. Firstly there, right in the center, we have you. And what I would take in there is those eight areas of life that we talked about, which are on page 3. So an ecological goal in one area of your life will either have no impact on the other areas of your life or positive impact on other areas of your life. An unecological goal would be a goal that if you were to achieve it in one area of your life would have a negative impact in another area of your life. If you find that the goal that you have is unecological, you have two choices. You can redefine the goal in such a way that the negative consequence in another area disappears, or again, it could be that you have a limiting belief. For instance, many people have a limiting belief that they can't achieve what they want in their business and career and have a fulfilling relationship. That's a limiting belief. If the limiting belief were to disappear, they can have a successful business and career and a fulfilling relationship all at the same time, and goals in both of those areas will be ecological. Once we've ascertained that the goal that we're setting is ecological in all areas of our own life, then we can look at the area of other people involved. Again, an ecological goal will be a goal that when you achieve this particular goal, it'll either have no impact on other people or only positive impact on other people. An unecological goal at the level of others would be a goal that when you achieved it, it would have a negative impact on other people. What you'd want to do if you have an unecological goal at the level of others would be to redefine the goal or work around what your beliefs are so that the goal once again becomes ecological. And then finally, we can take it out right to the level of planet. What we're talking about here is that when you achieve this goal, it will either have no impact at all on the planet, or it'll have a positive impact on the planet. That would be an ecological goal. An unecological goal would actually be a goal that when you achieved it, it would damage the planet. And we see quite often in the newspapers, companies and people that have goals which actually are non-ecological or unecological. The benefit of setting an ecological goal is that people won't get in your way. If you set a goal which is unecological in your own life, unecological with the other areas of your life, you'll find other areas of your life getting in the way. If your business and career goals are unecological at the level of relationship, your relationship's going to get in the way. If you set a goal which is unecological at the level of others, the other people that are going to be harmed by you achieving your goal are going to stand in your way. They're going to fight you. If you set a goal which is unecological at the level of planet, the planet's going to get in the way. Or some pressure group's going to attempt to stop you from achieving your goal. The goals that you achieve most easily will be goals that are ecological. When a goal is ecological, you get support. An ecological goal in the area of business and career, your relationship will support it. Your health and fitness will support it. Your family will support you. If you set a goal which is ecological level of others, the other people around you will support you. And finally, even the planet will support you in achieving your ecological goals. So your goals want to be realistic, responsible, and ecological. They're the goals that you'll achieve most easily and successfully.